I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Some snow on the ground this morning, and we've still got a chance for flurries today. Look for a high around 25 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 5 and wind chills below zero. An effort to boost the economy in Caro is getting a bit of a boost. The Caro Public Utility Company says the Rauner Family Foundation, a philanthropic vehicle for Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife Diana, helped kickstart a project with a $100,000 donation. State and federal elected officials proposed the idea last May. It was soon after the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said it was closing two public housing complexes in Caro. State Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg says the Port District project is a chance to take advantage of Caro's unique location at the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers.
There's already companies that have said, you build it, we will come. But it's going to take time. But, you know, we have time, and we're going to continue to exhaust every available option to build this city, create some jobs, because there's opportunity that lies here in the city of Caro that does not exist in the entire nation.
The utility company says the Port District plans to start meeting with companies right away. An effort is also underway to secure private donations for that project. Governor Bruce Rauner is spending a few days living at the state-run veterans home in Quincy. That's after a WBEZ public radio investigation showed residents there continued to get sick and even die from Legionnaires' disease 3 years after a major outbreak. Tony Arnold has more.
Last month, Rauner refused to say whether he had a moral responsibility for the 13 Legionnaires-related deaths that have occurred since 2015. But he defended the state's response, saying agencies have followed federal recommendations fighting the waterborne bacteria. In a statement, Rauner's spokeswoman says the governor wants to learn more about the water treatment and operations of the home. Rauner's wife, First Lady Diana Rauner, says she will also be staying at the veteran's home this weekend. The governor's political opponents say the stay is a publicity stunt. I'm Tony Arnold.
Carbondale's police department is asking for help in finding a teenage runaway. Officers say 15-year-old Kiara McDaniel Kirksey was last seen at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale on December 27th at about 10:45 in the morning. McDaniel Kirksey is described as about 5'5" tall, weighing about 116 pounds with brown eyes and brown hair, which has been dyed red. She was last seen wearing a black jacket and black boots. She's believed to still be in the Carbondale area. Anyone with information about her whereabouts should contact Carbondale Police or their Crime Stoppers line at 549-COPS. You can see photos of McDaniel Kirksey at our webpage. Go to WSIUnews.org. We've got a chance for flurries in the forecast today. Some snow on the ground, which may mean you need a few extra minutes on that commute this morning. Expect a high this afternoon around 25.